Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host. We're glad you joined us today. We're coming to you from Amelia Island, Florida. Just passing through, but we knew you wouldn't want to miss the podcast. So, today's podcast is podcast number 19, the topic, the mystery of territory. So let's jump into it. So when we're discussing body language and human behavior, there are many fascinating topics I love to discuss. You guys know that. And territory is definitely an intriguing subject matter. Territory deals with spatial dynamics, not the same as proxemics, which deals with our personal spatial needs and boundaries, but the environmental psychology of our possessive feelings over places, property, areas. And we all have places, objects, and areas which we mark and claim as our own, and these areas can be primary territory, such as our homes, apartments, cars, personal lazy boy chairs, bedrooms, etc., that are designated specifically just for you, for your personal use. They belong to you, and you defend that space. Now, you can invite somebody into your primary territory, and we even grant a few people the right to enter our primary territory without permission, but that permission or ability can be withdrawn at any time. And then we have secondary territories, and those are what I refer to as term use territories. These are our office spaces, our work areas, company cars, your designated desk or locker at school, locker at the gym. Those things which are assigned to you personally, but they're actually owned by somebody else. A good example, when I left my job, I had to turn over the keys to my office, the keys to my new company car, my iPad, my phone. Wait a minute. If they were mine, why did I have to give them up? They weren't mine, actually. They were just loaned to me. Temporary possession. We all have secondary territory. And then comes public territory. These are spaces that we claim for a limited amount of time. Your favorite table at a coffee shop, your staked-out seat at a conference or at a church, the space that you claim at the beach for the day, the picnic area at the park, the desk at the public library. We love to claim public territory spaces with objects, umbrella, chairs, towels at the beach, books at a library, your coat or some other object on a chair at a conference. And I love to study people in public territory because it's fascinating to watch how odd people become when we're talking about space and territory. People have a lot of anxiety over space and territory. I was at the beach and someone had fenced off a large area for their family. Now I'm using fenced off as a term. They did it with sticks. Must have taken a long time to do this. We're talking about a few hundred sticks, probably a 20 by 20 area. And to add to the intrigue, they wrote their family name in the sand, property of the Brown family. Now that was bold. Have you ever been in a church or a conference or restaurant and had somebody come up to you and say, hey, that's my seat? You may laugh, but yes, I actually have had that happen. And I'm certainly not the only one. I once visited a church and sat down only to have somebody come up to me a few minutes later and say, you're sitting in my seat. Now, people at times become quite anxious over public territory, and they have a lot of stress when things get disrupted or someone infringes on their perceived territory. People like routines. They don't like it when somebody hijacks their chair, their table, their spot. And I love it when somebody says, hey, that's my spot. Territory, personalization, markers, infringement, defensive territory. We could go on and on for hours discussing this topic, but needless to say, territory is an interesting area to study. Now, we're not talking about discussing countries, although the concept is easily applied, and wars have been fought and millions of lives have been lost over territory, but today we've been discussing individual idiosyncrasies and an individual need to have personal spaces. Our territory is tied to our identities, our dominance, control, security, and peaceful ongoings of society. Most people understand that people need territory and they respect that. We defend our territory with our boundaries. We don't like it when people don't respect that. A funny story. So when I lived in South Florida, I had a neighbor who would let his dog out in the morning to do his daily business. And without fail, he would run right over to my pristine, lush grass and leave me the gift du jour. Now, I didn't have much grass, but what I did have, I kept pretty nice. Now, I let this go on for a while because I'm a nice guy. But after watching my neighbor observe this ritual with his dog and him not do anything about it or anything to stop it, I had to take matters into my own hands. So I was ready one day, and when the man let his dog out, he ran right over and did his business while the owner faithfully watched. When the job was complete, and while the man still stood in his driveway, I, with my handy shovel, collected at least a week's worth of yard doodles and marched right over to his yard with him standing there, and in the middle of the yard, dumped the articles out into his front yard. Now, I did this without saying a word, and the gentleman watched. He didn't say a word, and I may have said, hey, these belong to you, but the message came across clearly. He never let his dog out again in my yard, and he decided, I guess at that point, that a leash was more appropriate. Now, after all, that yard was my primary territory. I owned the yard along with the bank, and I was defending my territory. Now, I don't recommend that you do this. If you have a similar issue, perhaps gentle discourse would be more appropriate. So now you have a good example. So what are your coveted territories? Think about it. I'm sure that you have primary and secondary territories, but how about those public territories? Do you have territorial quirks? If you do, that's okay. Just don't be the person who walks up to the park bench where a nice elderly man or lady might be sitting and say, hey, you're sitting in my seat. If you're that person, I have to let you know that the seat beside him or her is just as good. If you sit in the same seat at church every Sunday, try a new one out. It's okay. If you have territorial rituals, that's okay. Just don't carry it too far. Territory, it's an interesting topic, is it not? So thanks for joining us today. And I hope you join us every week for another episode of Life Moments. Hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Until next week.